But as promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Wisconsin. He is entering his eighth season as Badgers head coach. A two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, third coach in modern Big Ten history to win at least 50 games in his first 5 years as head coach, led Wisconsin to seven straight bowl games, 6-1 in those bowl games. They opened up their season against Illinois State, on September 3rd. Paul Christ is my guest. Paul, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. So media days, Big Ten media days are today. But before we get into that in the season, I got to know, what did you do in the offseason? Were you able to get away, unplug a little bit? How did you kind of rejuvenate, refresh, and renew?
Yeah, we had it was a good summer. June was busy with our players and recruiting. And then a couple weeks in July, my daughter got married, and we went up to northern Wisconsin, so I had a good time away, and we're excited to be back.
Needless to say, you know how I feel about northern Wisconsin. So what was that like? Right. How did the wedding go, and what was that day like for you?
It was a beautiful day, and it was we had good weather up there the whole time, and obviously it's a special day, and the Northwoods are still a good place to be.
Yeah, no, the Northwoods are still the best place to be. Paul Christ is joining us. All right, so you know that the Badger fans want to get into it and they want to know what's going on. So let me ask you this. It's been a busy offseason, starting with the fact that you brought in Bobby Engram to be the offensive coordinator. The two of you worked together at Pitt. What do you remember about that time together, and what's it been like to work with him again so far?
Yeah, I've felt real fortunate when our paths crossed and was able to work with Bobby and for a couple of years, and then obviously stayed in touch and had a ton of respect for who he is as a person and as a coach, and then kind of been talking about it a number of times and over the years, and if things ever were to kind of line up right to get back and kind of do this. And so this past off season was, you know, it was fortunate that everything was able to work out, and it's been great to have him back. I think he brings another great experience and knowledge and an energy, and really I'm grateful and appreciate him being here with us. And you know, with all of them, you're excited for our players, you know, to get to be around him and for the impact. And you know, he's got so many experiences, and you know, as a player, as a coach, and just as a person, it's been really good.
Paul Christ is joining us. So, Paul, when you look at that, it seems like to me, offensively, you had a lot of success, but that did not stop you from trying to improve upon what success you had. And then you go to quarterback Graham Mertz, and apparently he dropped 11 pounds in the offseason, and he's talked about feeling more mobile and throwing better than ever. He's also spent some time with Scott Tolzien, Brooks Bollinger. He's been working with your nephew, Keller Christ, who's now a graduate assistant. How valuable has it been for him to connect with other quarterbacks who've played at a high level?
Yeah, I think that's certainly when you have those opportunities, it's a gift, and I think for Graham, you know, he's got enough experience that when he has those conversations, you know, things truly resonate for him. You know, and it's not just, you know, when things go well, but when you're struggling or how do you overcome different obstacles or whatever it may be, how you deal with certain pressures or situations. And so I'm, you know, I appreciate, you know, Graham, the willingness, and you know, one thing I've always appreciated about him is he will work at it and he'll do whatever it takes. But then also, you know, for the other guys, you know, for Brooks and Scotty, and to take the time and, you know, truly invest in it. I think that's one of the neatest things we got going here, is that, you know, players will come back and they care about the guy and they care about the program. And so I think, you know, give credit to Graham for taking advantage of those opportunities and for those guys for giving them the opportunity.
And listen, if you're under center and you're in that position in that program, there's going to be pressure. What do you think about what you've seen from Graham so far and the way he's dealing with that expectation and the fact that there are a lot of eyes on him?
Yeah, I think, you know, he came in and there was going to be kind of the inherent lot of expectations and pressure. And I think he's, you know, he's had some really good moments and had times like every player and certainly every quarterback where, you know, it doesn't go exactly how you want it to go. And it's how do you come out the other end of it? And that's what I admire the most about him. And you know, I've like I said, I really have enjoyed watching him and appreciate the time that he's spent, you know, on himself and really with everyone else on the team. And certainly for us to have the season we want to have, he's going to be a big part of it. But I think he's doing things to help him that way. And for that, you can't help but be excited and look forward to getting going in fall camp. But when he came back in winter workouts and spring ball and this summer, it's been really good and it's kind of getting better.
Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ is joining us. So, Paul, defensively, you had a great, great unit last season, and you lost a lot of starters from that group. How do you go about replacing all of that talent and that character?
Yeah, we did. You know, we played really good defense and have for really a number of years, and we've got two inside backers that were extremely productive for us, and so they're gone. You know, lost a lot of guys in the secondary, and yet, you know, I'm excited about the inside backers that we have coming. Now they haven't played as much, and so it's a little bit different. But I like the young talent that we have there. And then, you know, at the safety position, you know, I think that we've got a young safety in Hunter Wohler, who I think is going to be a really, really good player. And then we've got a couple other guys that have played. Our safety, John Torchio from out in California, he's played a lot. And we've got a transfer, and I'm excited about him. So I feel real confident. You know, it's new names maybe for our fans, but feel really good about them, and same thing at the cornerback position. We've got Alex Smith, who's played a lot of football for us, and then we've got a couple transfers that are coming in. So I feel confident, and I think we've got enough depth there to create some good competition that will help everyone. And then we've got up front our defensive line. You know, we lose Matt Henningsen, who went on. He's with the Broncos right now, but we've got some really good players there. And so I think it's certainly new names, but I feel like we've got some talent, and obviously feel fortunate, you know, Jim Leonard coordinating and defensive staff. We got work to do, but I like the group that we got.
Paul Christ joining us for a few more moments. I know that Jim Leonard is an absolute asset, and I know you appreciate having him there. I know the guys love to play for him. Torch said as much. He told The Athletic as much. Speaking of Torch, I love the fact that you've got a California kid there. You know I'm a SoCal guy, but at the same time, we do have a son who goes to Wisconsin. I know you know that too, and that we have a deep connection to the state. I got to ask, Paul, will the Big Ten still feel like the Big Ten when USC and UCLA become a part of it, or does it change the identity of the conference a little bit?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know, right? But it's I think that, you know, having gone through it with the additions of other schools, I absolutely do believe that there's going to be a feel to the Big Ten, but there's no question it's different, and it's, you know, that's the way things are going and progressing, and yet, you know, I think of our players and the opportunities to play those teams. It's that part's exciting to me, and you know, I think that's one thing I've always appreciated. You've been fortunate to be around the Big Ten for a number of years, and the conference games always mean something, and you know you're going to go up against really good football players and great programs with tradition and history that is kind of part of it. And so I think in that way it fits. It is different, but I think it'll fit. And like anything, over time, it'll become a little bit more. But there's no doubt, you know, college football, it's changing and in some ways and for some people rapidly. But I think it's also a change that you can embrace and get around. And yeah, we used to be able to grow up and you understood kind of who was in the conferences, and it kind of helped you with learning geography and which states were where. It's not that way anymore, but I still think there's enough of the essence of it that it'll, I'm hopeful of it.
Hey, Paul, one quick follow on that. I respect your opinion on that. You mentioned, obviously, college football is changing right now. I had Jay Norvell on the program yesterday from Colorado State, and we talked about the direction and the change in the sport. And I asked him this, and I want to ask you, from where you're sitting, do you feel like it's heading in the right direction, or do you have some concerns?
I think that, you know, I don't know that you know exactly which direction it's going. I I do believe that we're making progress and being able to do some things for the student athletes. You know, I completely embrace and I'm grateful for, you know, the way the conferences and the realignments. That's probably just, you got to get used to it, I think. You know what I mean? That doesn't hit you. If you'd have told me 5 years ago that some of these would have happened, I don't think that I would have believed that that was, would have been the case. But, you know, I think that there's certainly, you know, where it's going, I don't know how sustainable it is or for how long. That's a concern. But I think what's driving some of it, you know, I'm excited for, and I think it is good. And so I think that, you know, we've got to embrace the new challenges, and then hopefully kind of together we can kind of all come up with what's best for everyone and for student athletes, for universities. You know, I do believe strongly that there's great value to collegiate athletics, and I want to be a part of that. And I think there's, I think it's important for schools. It's important for, you know, us as programs and, you know, representing those schools and the states. And so there's no doubt there's a lot going on. And so I'm hopeful, but there is a lot of change, certainly.
Fact of the matter is, Paul, you have to embrace the inevitable. You have no choice. You must embrace the inevitable, and the inevitable is the Rome family is making an annual pilgrimage to one of your games this year, so you're going to get stuck seeing me whether you like it or not. Listen, I appreciate
love
it.
Hell
great
yeah.
To have you on the show. I will be there this year.
All right.
Whether you like it or not, it's inevitable.
We embrace, love it.
Embrace the change.
All right.
Great having you, Paul. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
Take care. Coach Paul Chryst joining us on the program. True story. Dodger Jano has already selected. No, Badger Jano has already selected a game.